The Copper Penny, composed and typed by Olive Whiteman. When I was a little fellow, saw a man one day. He was coming home from working where he'd just received his pay. He had put it in his pocket, but his pocket had a hole, and a little copper penny fell into the road to roll. Now I saw the penny rolling, for I lived upon a hill, but the man just didn't notice, and he kept on climbing still. So I ran after the penny that was just as bright as gold. It was new, and how it glittered, it would be a joy to hold. Now that penny could outrun me, but I made my feet go fast. As I hurried down the hillside and the neighbor's houses past, I thought sure that I would catch it in the valley down below. But I was a little fellow, and that penny sure could go. It had gained so much momentum, for the hill was long and steep, that I couldn't catch up to it. It seemed like I just could creep. How it speeded through the valley as it glittered in the sun. But my legs were getting tired, and I could no longer run. So I stood and watched that penny as it climbed another hill. I am sure my heart was broken, I was cheated of my thrill. For it twinkled a goodbye then, as it rolled out of my sight. I retraced my footsteps homeward, and a happy boy that night. There's a sequel to this story that I know you'd like to hear. Draw a chair up to the table, and get yourself another beer. Now last night as I was sitting on my steps beside my street, a dark brown thing came rolling, and it lay down beside my feet. I picked it up to examine. 'Twas a penny old and worn, but the mint marks were still on it, and then how my heart was torn, for the date was in the same year that from me it ran away. It's no longer bright and shiny, but it came back now to stay. Oh, my little copper penny, I have loved you all my life, and now we are old and weary, we've both seen a lot of strife. And now you have come back to me, you and I shall no more part, so I'll keep you in my pocket that is right beside my heart.